guys, welcome back. It's been a while since I've been on a podcast.
Same.
Episode 41. You got Triple Threat back here. I think we were like the second or the third video that we all did together. So here we are 40 some videos later, and that is awesome.
Triple Threat.
So
TTT.
Nobody better.
TTT. Break.
Break.
Sweet. So let's break it down. Let's do like the T on DE that we used to do. We've had so many special guests come on recently, which has been amazing. So we're going to keep that rolling. But
we're Delaware celebrities. We're celebrities.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we're the special guests this week. Yeah, I like that. I like that. So let's do the team T first. This is like one of the funniest stories that's happened probably in the past like couple weeks, because funny stuff happens all the time. Cole, it's kind of your story, but let's talk about Lucy. Who's Lucy?
Lucy. Not my dog, Lucy.
Not the dog, Lucy.
Yeah, so crazy things happen in real estate all the time. We wear all the hats, which include, you know, I guess pest people and animal control. So we had a client this weekend. We launched a listing last Thursday. And client went to the beach for the weekend. We had two open houses. Went to the first open house on Saturday.
We had one open house.
We had two open houses scheduled. Went to the first open house Saturday. Everything was good. We were all chilling. Left the open house, and the seller's daughter ended up going over to the house to check on the cat. So the seller left her cat there. It was a timid cat. It was hiding while we were all in the open house. We had like, I think we probably had 45 people walk through the house. It was crazy. And she couldn't find the cat when she showed up to the house. So she called her mom. Mom called me. She said, "Where's the cat?" I said, "I don't know. I didn't see it when I was there." Come to find out, the panel. So when you have a bathroom, there's usually a panel behind your bathtub in the next room to access the water shutoff. So that panel had fallen off, or someone had taken it off, and the cat got in between the second floor and the first floor ceiling. So you can imagine the space between
picture
your first
inserted
and,
here.
Yeah. Picture here. If you can imagine, or video, we can throw a video in here too.
Yeah.
If you can imagine the space between your ceiling of your first floor and the floor of your second floor, and the cat was just walking around.
It's so like 18 inches. It's pretty tall.
Oh yeah.
It's like a foot and a half, 2 feet. Yeah.
We could have crawled around up there if we were trying. If we really tried.
That army crawled, maybe. But
yeah.
Cole called me Saturday or Sunday morning and told me that. And I was supposed to go to the open house Sunday. And he's like, "Yo, you're not having your open house." I'm like, "Why? The cat's in the ceiling.
We need to get the cat out."
What do you mean the cat's in the ceiling? So I show up. There's a couple holes cut in the ceiling. I'm getting my flashlight. I got the pepper. I'm going, ch-ch-ch-ch.
Roma.
Yeah.
We got
here, kitty, kitty. Here, kitty, kitty.
We've got the pepper.
Cole's got tuna laid out everywhere.
I got tuna everywhere. I have like four cans of tuna laid out in the attic, outside the attic, just trying to get the cat and get it out. But we had to cut three holes in the ceiling. He eventually came out.
Put your phone down there with the flashlight too, and all you see with like two little eyes like glowing in the distance, and you're like, "Why won't you come over here?"
Yeah, it was so funny.
So then the cat got out.
Cat got
Everything
out.
Was good. Kathy was happy. We were great.
Did we actually cancel the open house?
Yeah,
just for a cat rescue mission.
Yeah,
and a couple holes fire. Cut throughout that property. But, yeah.
The Garment Group is so good at selling houses that we already had six offers, so we accepted an offer Saturday night. House was under contract by Sunday. 3 days on market.
Sweet.
But so finish the story. So cat got out.
Cat
was out of the ceiling. Everybody was happy.
Cat got out. Everybody was happy. The contractor had left his ladders towards the hole so that the cat could jump down. And as soon as the cat got out, it ran downstairs, jumped up to climb the ladder, and jumped back into the ceiling through one of the holes Roma cut in. So Roma went back.
Yo, bro.
Dude, Roma was ready to kill that cat. He said, "If I get this cat, I'm going to have tacos tonight." He's calling him Gato Gato. Gato Taco.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome.
No, Roma had to go back. He and Kathy got the cat out, and then he patched the ceiling. But
Lucy is safe.
Wild weekend.
Yeah.
Awesome story.
Wild.
Yeah, so that goes in many hats that we wear.
Awesome
so that's
story.
Just hilarious. Sweet.
I've never had to deal with anything like that. That was
does
wild.
That top the renter emails you guys were dealing with a while back?
RAs.
More than renter emails.
Okay, let's just move on.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely doesn't.
Well, the emails were better?
All the texts and email exchanges now probably doesn't.
Whatever.
It doesn't.
Definitely more entertaining.
All right. So now let's talk about Pop T. So I think we got kind of two topics here, like Post Malone and Morgan Wallen, someone coming out is like fire.
Did they drop it?
Just came out with the release date for May 10th, next Friday.
Yeah.
Next Friday?
Right before the concert.
Right before
in
the concert.
Philly,
so
if you're going.
I'm tailgating Morgan Wallen. You understand what
will
I'm going to be.
Will Post Malone be there, do you think?
Yeah. 100%.
You think so?
Yeah.
I'm going to that concert.
And that whole tailgate.
You can buy my ticket.
Our tailgate's just going to be playing that song over.
You can buy mine.
You have one?
You can buy me a ticket.
That's aggressive. I don't know about that.
Where are you using the word aggressive a lot today?
I know who I'm
What's
thinking.
That song called? I don't even think of it.
I don't know. I haven't even heard it.
That's
the
a lie.
Song?
The Morgan Wallen Post Malone song?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't
Let's
heard
look
it.
Up.
It takes two? No.
It takes two?
Break a heart in two.
You've heard I had some help.
Yeah.
May 10th, Friday.
Oh, so
really it's not out. Off the shelf
no, it's like
all by myself.
They did like a little teaser on like TikTok and
a little. I saw it for months. I feel like
they're playing
no,
it in
I
concert
like
the, too.
Like clip wise, like,
they
like
they're
seconds.
Playing it in concert and like people know all the words.
I know
because it's TikTok. It's yeah.
I saw on TikTok like the live concert. I didn't listen to it all because I wanted to be excited for next week.
Oh. I'm just an idiot.
No.
I'm just oblivious.
So
I'm excited to hear about your experience at the Morgan Wallen. You know, if I wasn't getting married the following weekend, I probably would have dropped a couple hundred bucks and went.
Super pumped for that tailgate.
And then the Sixers. Sad news, not good news, but
did you watch that game? I heard it was good.
Yeah,
I was at
Tyler's last night in Bart in Pike Creek. A bunch of us were there.
I can't believe Dante DiVincenzo. Like I know everybody knows that, but I know I was like scrolling on TikTok and the game was on in the background a couple weeks ago and Dante DiVincenzo, and I'm like,
he's nice.
I know him. Yeah. I know him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh shit, he's on TV. Oh shit, he's playing the Sixers. And then I watched like the last three games. So that got me into it. So that was like really cool to see a hometown kid play on TV and play like
it's
the Sixers and big teams.
I don't know what we need, but we started off down 25, like we always just start rough. And then we came back, we were up at half, and then
they held them to like 15 points in the second quarter.
Yeah.
Like it was.
And then it was like 109 to 101, and we came back and it was 111 all, and then they hit a three, and then we eventually lost by three. But I saw a stat
saying
this
how close
morning.
It is.
I know. Every game was so close to series.
Yeah.
I saw a stat this morning that total points in the series, Knicks was 652, and Sixers were 651.
Really?
And we lost 4-2, like, you know, game series.
Holy guacamole.
Like, every game was second neck, but we need a whole revamp. I don't know if Embiid's the answer.
Nah,
I think Maxey's our guy. I think we need to build
around him.
Let us
know how you feel.
Yeah, I think we need to build around him.
Embiid's got to go.
Tobias has got to go. He's trash. Sorry.
I do not trust the process.
And, yeah, I don't know. But we've had Embiid for 10 years, and we haven't got past the Eastern Semis, and it's just getting a little bit ridiculous. So
he's a big guy.
It's getting old.
He's a big guy.
He's a big guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, go Phils, go Birds. Can't wait for that season.
Go Phils.
Can you slow down on the Birds? We just got to the Phils.
Absolutely not, because their draft was fantastic.
Okay.
You watch the draft?
No, oh. I didn't know too much about it. Yeah, saw some TikTok clips. That's it.
Okay. Yeah, that's our pop day.
Sweet. Okay, cool. And then like local tea. So if you're here in Trolley Square, like in Wilmington area, the Farmer's Market's back.
Farmer's Market's back.
Right here on Delaware Ave. And you know what that means? That means the Rodney Square Lunch Farmer's Market is going to be back, where they have all the food trucks.
Soon.
That comes back. That's Wednesday, so we got to go get lunch down there. There's like 15 fire food trucks to pick from.
We were also...
that's right. On like Market.
Yeah, like Rodney Square. And then the real flower market is like next week, right? Mother's Day.
Mother's Day.
Has to be.
Yeah.
So that's like super exciting.
Same weekend as Point to Point too, which...
Isn't that normal? It always happens that way?
I think so, yeah.
Other local tea. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no. If you got local tea, throw it out
there.
What
do you got?
I'm back up in Wilmington. Haven't been on the pod.
There he is.
Special neighbors. Best friends.
Tuesday.
What's up, brother?
She was kind of saying it yesterday. She was like getting the lines down. Sorry for cussing.
I was watching him read
the
comments.
Shout out to Bolton and AJ Hughes.
I was watching him like read some comments to himself, and he would look them up, and then he'd just flame them. It was so funny. He's so funny.
But yeah, back up in Wilmington, brother.
Yeah, back in Wilmington.
Warm to work.
Charlie Toots.
Charlie Toots. Highlands Toots.
Highlands Toots. Beardo
Toots. Corbino, come by anytime.
Okay. Boys Day. Saturday. That was good, right?
Good.
Girls Day. Though.
All right, Cole, go ahead. I'm
that
sorry.
Was good, right? The other thing that is back is the Thursday Bardea Garden Party.
Okay.
Every Thursday from.
I think it's every other.
So the
one time last year, Cole told me about it. It looks fire. I know people that go. Bardea is amazing. Cole's like, come with me Thursday. We're going to the garden party. I'm like, heck yes, let's go. We show up. It wasn't nobody, that Thursday.
Nobody was there. Nope.
So I think it's every other Thursday.
Did you hear about it? Were you there last night? Was it the first one?
Yeah, I was there last night. Oh, it was nice. Fun.
Awesome.
It was a good time.
The weather was beautiful. The weather is beautiful. Yeah.
Oh, it was great. Insert picture here.
There you go. I love that.
It was a good time.
Sweet.
Me, my brother, and Gracie Bachman. Shout out.
Nice. Cool. So I have this little game we're going to play for fun. I have a couple words here. And I'm going to say a word, and you guys have to, like, 3, 2, 1, say the same word. No, you have to describe the word.
Describe the word?
No, I'm going to say a word, and you're going to say the word that you relate to it, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
What do you?
So we're going to start off easy.
So, like, first word that pops into your head?
Yeah, or, like, how you relate to it. Like, if I say dogs, then I'm going to say cute. Yeah, or sure.
Lucy.
So this is fun. So real estate.
Houses.
Inspections.
Okay. El Diablo.
Queso.
I was going to say
queso.
Chipotle mayo.
Chipotle ranch. Chipotle ranch. Flops with pants.
Flops with pants. Tuck brother. Tuck
brother. 100% me.
Flops with pants?
Yeah. It's me. And Mr. And, yeah, and five. Toots.
Well, you can't say the same word.
Okay, five. Yeah.
Sorry. Okay, five. Okay.
Toots, five.
Pickleball.
Cold cyber.
Pickle at Love Ring on Wednesdays, 5 o'clock.
That was more than one word.
So is flip flops with pants.
Well, no, we have to say the one word.
Well,
or whatever.
Yeah, palette.
Okay.
Palette.
Chick-fil-A ranch.
Goated.
Bottle.
Mm-hmm.
That Cole ordered.
Oh, dude. Yeah, I had to stock up the office.
We got a whole thing of it. And I didn't have many words, so this is my last word. College.
College. Dropout.
Fraternity.
Podcast.
Cool. That's my game. That's what I brought to the table. What did you guys bring to the table today?
My presence.
Yeah, is our presence enough?
Wow. We also have a lot going on this weekend.
Yeah, what, the art show. So
yeah,
talk about that.
So kid, local guy, Trolley Rat, Jerry Capano.
Rat.
Yeah, we're all trolley rats. Jerry Capano is hosting an art show here, insert flyer here, this Saturday. I think it starts at 4 or 5.
I think so, too.
I think it's at 4 or 5. We will confirm with the flyer. But yeah, Jerry Capano will be here. It's going to be a good time. He's a local artist. He's like our age, like 25 to 27, somewhere in that range.
He has some dope pieces of art.
Yeah, we have some here. Should we go grab them and preview them?
Hurry up. No. Can you put it on camera? I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
Grab one.
Yeah.
Hurry up.
See if I can find a cool one.
Well, real quick. Run.
In the meantime, this is going to be aired after, but Coffee Connections Monday.
Yeah.
Been
rocking with that. Been over a year doing them.
With that.
Sponsors have been amazing.
Great crowds come out if you'd like, as well as cocktails May 16th,
yeah.
I believe. Cocktails in April was fantastic, so running back in May, super excited. Come out, make connections, have some drinks, free food.
Yes,
a blast.
Yes. And we're doing Thrive workouts too, right?
Yes. We're doing
Saturdays.
I think next one's Saturday. June 8th or whatnot. But we got tons of events, so like pay attention to our Instagram. We're making like a new calendar and everything.
Yeah.
Swing it over here.
All right. Yeah, just block me. It's fine.
Yeah.
Say hi.
Oh, yeah.
Down.
Here's Jade. So this is the type of art Jerry Capano's into. I don't really know how to describe it.
I can't see it, so.
It's pretty cool. He does like a lot of like portraits, but like
kind of art you can really make out like how you want to see
it's
it.
It's abstract.
So, like, what I see is not what you're going to see.
It's abstract. So he's got a bunch of pieces in here. Not all of them are people, but he's very good. So
yeah.
Come out this Saturday.
Come on out this Saturday.
That's going to be aired. Whatever. Nice. There you go.
No, it's good. Pat, just leave it on the ground.
Wrap up.
All right. Well, yeah, let's wrap this up. This was like a good little like recap. Yeah, we're going into summer. Spring market is crazy right now.
Crazy.
Our door is always open. We're looking for summer interns all the time. So, like, if you're interested in real estate, like, you can come sit next to us. You can come help us out. Like, you can come. You know, we're open books. So, come chat and whatever you need. We are here.
If you're looking to buy and sell, now's the time.
We're here, brother.
Do it now, brother.
We're here, brother. Have a good one.
Before it's too late.
We love you, brother.